Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 83. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Quote, come, end quote, they say, quote, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence, end quote. Yes, this was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty as allies against you, these Edomites and Ishmaelites, Moabites and Hagrites, Jebelites, Ammonites and Amalekites, and people from Philistia and Tyre. Assyria has joined them, too, and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Interlude. Do to them as you did to the Midianites, and as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Ender, and their decaying corpses fertilized the soil. Let their mighty nobles die as Oreb and Zeb did. Let all their princes die like Zeba and Zalmunna, for they said, let us seize for our own use these pasturelands of God. O my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind. As a fire burns a forest, and as a flame sets mountains ablaze, chase them with your fierce storm, terrify them with your tempest. Utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Let them die in disgrace. Then they will learn that you alone are called the Lord, that you alone are the Most High, supreme over all the earth. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 83 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. God's timing is hard for us humans. The psalmist knows the mighty works of the Lord, listed in verses 9 through 11. But the author wants the Lord to act now, in his timing, in his day. The nations have conspired together to destroy Israel, seeking to wipe them off the face of the earth and dishonor the name of the Lord. The psalmist is crying out for God's justice, but it seemed that the Almighty King was so far away. It felt like our loving Father was silent and indifferent, from what we just read in verse 1 through verse 2. The Lord always works for our good, even when this means times of silence, distance, and punishment. These are very hard for us, especially if we have matured to the point of our faith when we depend on His presence for our power. Yet our loving Father allows us to go through the, quote, dark night of the soul, end quote, so that we will trust more in His promise than our feelings. He is always present, but we don't always feel it. But He promised He would never leave us, which was written in these biblical books. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, Psalms chapter 118 verses 6 through 7, Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, and finally, you could also find it in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. And He never will. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you ever felt that God was distant? How did you deal with those feelings? How can you trust in the Lord's timing, especially when it doesn't make sense? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.